COVID-19 is a respiratory disease that is spread from person to person. And though there's currently no vaccine available, emergency departments can help if you are at higher risk for the disease or are experiencing known symptoms. Joining me today to discuss how COVID-19 is being handled locally is Dr. Steve English. He's an emergency medicine doctor at Jamestown Regional Medical Center. This special COVID-19 podcast is brought to you by Jamestown Regional Medical Center. I'm Scott Webb. Dr. English, thanks so much for joining me today. We're learning more and more about COVID-19 every day. What are you seeing and experiencing in the emergency department?
We haven't had any cases, thank goodness, but I'm sure that's going to change here in the near future. It's kind of difficult to know what to prepare for. We look out west and out east and see how these larger cities are getting a big surge of patients. And we're at this time preparing to see that surge. I don't expect that we'll see as big of a surge as a big city as we are able to social distance a little bit better here in North Dakota than, say, New York City. But I think we'll see a surge enough to maybe put a test on our capabilities of handling a number of patients and a number of severe critical patients. Right now, mostly what I'm seeing in the community is a lot of anxiety because of the unknown. We don't know how it's going to affect our community. We don't know how many people are going to get infected. And we don't know if we have enough staff to meet the surge that might be coming. We believe we do, and we're preparing as much as we can for that. But again, it's just the anxiety and the fear of the unknown. So we do see some people coming in to the emergency department saying we have all, or that they have all the signs and symptoms of COVID. And unfortunately, most of the signs and symptoms of COVID kind of imitate influenza. So most of these patients are coming in with influenza thinking they have COVID. COVID isn't a death sentence. It is very serious and we have to respect it. But if you have COVID, that doesn't necessarily constitute an emergency. It's the shortness of breath, problems breathing, chest pain, or discomfort that would constitute that emergency.
Okay, well, it's good to know, and I'm glad to hear that you haven't had any cases yet, but that you guys are prepared. With respect to PPEs, how are you all doing and situated with masks and gloves and those types of things?
Right now, looking at our supply, I think we have enough. But if we should have a surge, I don't know. At Jamestown Regional Medical Center, we're preparing for the worst. So if we're preparing for the worst, we still probably do not have enough PPE. It's all the unknown at this point. We, again, don't know how many patients are going to be affected by this. We don't know how many medical providers, nurses, doctors, respiratory therapists, x-ray techs are going to come down with this, to the fact where they may need to be quarantined or need to be out for a couple of weeks. So now we have new people coming in and also using the protective equipment. I will say that we appreciate anyone willing to donate unused N95s or regular surgical masks or even the industrial N95 masks, because again, we don't know and we definitely don't want to be in that position where the providers are short PPE. And it's not that we're trying to be selfish saying, hey, we need this PPE to keep us from being sick, so we don't go down with this and we're not handcuffed by this. But we're saying that we want this PPE so that we can remain healthy, so that we can help the patients that are coming in that need that critical care. Because there's no worse feeling in the world where you need the help and there's no one else there to provide that help that you need.
Real heroes on the front line need to be prepared. And I'm glad you mentioned that you're accepting donations of appropriate PPEs, that you just want to be prepared if and when, you know, the worst happens, you know, for your area. So let's just take a step back here and let's talk about who's at the highest risk for COVID-19. Because what I'm hearing is that a lot of the mortalities have as much to do, you know, with people who are in those high risk categories who also got COVID-19, that, you know, normally healthy people who get COVID-19 are probably not going to die from it. But who's at highest risk for COVID-19?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question. The people at higher risk are usually people over 55, 60 that have comorbidities. And when I say comorbidities, I mean health problems like diabetes, heart failure, hypertension or high blood pressure, coronary artery disease at high risk of heart attacks, basic immunocompromised, like diabetes would also constitute an immunocompromised, but people that have weakened immune systems would be at very high risk. I don't want to shortchange younger people, like probably you and me, that are also at a bit of a risk, where it's not uncommon to hear some of these young people out there that are still fighting for their lives on ventilators, needing help breathing. It's shown that this disease will cause something called acute respiratory distress syndrome, and it's severe inflammation of the lungs. And it makes it really difficult for even us to help you breathe because the lungs aren't working the way they're supposed to be. And also shows that it can cause inflammation of the heart, something called myocarditis. And that's inflammation of the muscle of the heart. And it's very serious. And there, unfortunately, really isn't any proven treatment for this yet. So young people that are going out thinking that they are immune to this or won't get severe symptoms, they very well could be wrong. I'm finding that the older generation is, and excuse my language for saying older generation, but they're really heeding the advice and staying inside. So if they do get the disease, obviously they're at higher risk, but I find that I think less of them are getting the disease because they're heeding that advice. The young people are going out thinking they're immune, and now more of them are getting that disease or getting COVID and spreading it and also getting the severe effects. As far as the very low risk, it would be children, especially under 9 or 10 years of age. They think that there's certain receptors on the child's cells that aren't developed as much as adults are. And that receptor is what the COVID-19 virus uses to get in and cause the infection. So they feel that the children are less risk. And that's not necessarily true with the immunocompromised child, but true for the healthy child. But then they can turn out to be super spreaders where they have the virus, they have the very minor symptoms. People think it's just a minor cold. And then they take them to see grandma and grandpa and then spread it to these more at-risk population.
That's all great information and great advice. And I'm just thinking about, you know, I've seen my mom a couple of times in the last week or so and not been able to hug her, you know, and you mentioned the anxiety earlier, and we're all staying home and we're all going a little stir crazy and we're maxing out our Netflix and we can't hug our relatives. My son has a birthday coming up and can't have a birthday party. And I saw this story online about the children now doing these drive-up birthday parties, right? So the kids stay down at the end of the driveway and grandma and grandpa come by and they throw a card out and they throw a present out. So speaking of drive-through, with respect to testing, is Jamestown Regional Medical Center doing drive-through testing yet? Has it come to that yet? Do you have any tests there available? How are patients being screened? So a lot to answer there, but basically when it comes to the tests, are you screening? How are you screening people? Is there drive-through testing available?
Yes, there's drive-through testing available at Sanford Health, and that's just across town from Jamestown Regional Medical Center. They are a separate entity, but we're trying to work together with both Sanford, Essentia Health, and us, JRMC. Sanford is doing the drive-up testing. And basically what they ask is to call ahead to see if there's tests available. Because unfortunately, although the CDC and the North Dakota Department of Health have these guidelines on testing, we are still short of tests. Believe me, we would love to test everyone that came in the door and asked for the test, but it's impossible due to the number of tests. You might look up on the CDC website and say, okay, I need all those criteria. I should get a test. It's very likely that you might not get tested at that point just due to the number of tests we have. And we're not trying to hinder you getting a test, but we want to try to save those tests for the most at-risk population. And especially when we get that surge, we will run out very, very, very quickly. So just call ahead. If you have questions, there's hotline numbers that are posted on social media, on JRMC's page, I'm sure on Sanford Health's page.
That's awesome that you guys in Sanford are working together. And I've heard that and done some other interviews and found that, you know, local hospitals, regional hospitals are working together more than ever to tackle COVID-19. And as you say, there are a limited number of tests, so people do have to be screened. Don't just show up. But great to know that there is drive-through testing available. Dr. English, wrapping up here today, what's your best advice for avoiding COVID-19, for staying healthy, whether that's mentally or physically?
First of all, I think that physical health is directly related to the mental health. And I wish I had the greatest answer of how to stay mentally healthy. For those that have the luxury of having the family right with you there, you know, please savor that time. together, because kids going to school, you know, it kind of limits the time that parents have with their kids. So savor that time. I guess I've started meditation. I've never thought I'd ever meditate in my life. I would have laughed 3 weeks ago if you would have said that I would be meditating. But there's websites out there that kind of explain to you how to meditate and take that time for yourself to clear your mind and think of absolutely nothing. Take a rest from the news, take a rest from social media, and just be by yourself for 30 minutes a day. As much as you can, you know, get outside. There's some people that have the luxury of you know, kind of living in wide open spaces. Take advantage of that. Walk, run, take time to stop and smell the flowers. As far as staying healthy, I'm going to tell you the same thing that they say on TV, that they say on the radio, to wash your hands, cover your mouth with your elbow, the crease of your elbow when coughing or sneezing. If you have any of those symptoms, please stay inside. In fact, you should stay away from people as much as you can right now as we speak. Doesn't matter whether or not you think you have the virus or not. When you wash your hands, make sure you take your ring and your watch off, because that virus definitely can get underneath those things. And washing your hands with those things on, you're not going to get that virus off. It's tough not to hug or kiss your kids or your wife or your husband or whoever you may be kissing at this time or hugging at this time. But at this point, it's probably better not to be doing any of that. If you do have the virus, or you suspect that you have the virus and you're at home, try to social distance yourself from your family. You have that luxury to live in a different part of the house as they are. That would be the best.
Dr. English, thanks so much for your time today, your advice, your wisdom. I'm one of those people who likes to learn something every day if I can. And just the thing you mentioned there about taking your ring off, I have not been taking my ring off. I didn't think to do that. That is really amazing advice. Thank you so much for being on today.
Oh, thank you very much for having me and allowing me to discuss our concerns with the community.
That's Dr. Steve English, an emergency medicine doctor at Jamestown Regional Medical Center. For the latest on COVID-19 and how JRMC can help, visit jrmcnd.com. We hope you found this podcast helpful. I'm Scott Webb. Thanks for listening.